This clock sits in my apartment's front entrance. It is beautiful in its simplicity, but there is something strange about it. If you take a closer look, you'll realize it's built from something unexpected.
It's kind of always been a part of our childhood home. I consider that home in Trenton, like, our childhood home. It's where we did most of our growing as a family. And I just remember, like, so many afternoons and evenings playing basketball, playing 21 with Dad or with you or with Derek. And it was just a very fond memory I had as a kid doing that in the summertime.
That's right. This clock is made from the basketball hoop that used to hang outside my childhood home. That voice you just heard was the artist and my sister, Rebecca. She's speaking to me from all the way in Australia, so please excuse the audio quality.
So, when did you make this clock then? Where were you?
So, I came home to Canada for a good while, for 4 months this past year. So, for about 2 weeks, I spent time at Dad's place just helping him reorganize a lot of his things. It was getting a little messy at his house, so I volunteered to help him out with that. And one thing that I found in the garage was this basketball hoop. And he said that, like, they took it down, but they didn't want to throw it out because it had so much meaning behind it. So I looked at it, and there's actually little metal points on the bottom of the basketball hoop where you connect the little clips for the net. And there are 12 points on it, coincidentally enough. So we thought, well, why don't we make it into a clock? So I painted the 12 little points there to symbolize the hours. And I found some cedar lying around from another job that I had done for my uncle, and I finished it up, and I put it all together, and I think it went quite well. And I knew that it was something that would, given that you and Derek, my two siblings, live together, I felt like it was something that would kind of connect us all over this thing that we had bonded over so much as a kid, you know. And I just thought maybe it'd be something fun to look at every time you go through your front door.
I mean, I can tell you that it is. So, goal achieved.
That's great.
This clock is especially important to me, not only because of the memories it holds, but also because my sister is so far away.
So why are you living in Australia?
Do you want longer? So I got really into religion in high school, and I was baptized into a religion that didn't condone homosexuality as a practice. It was actually something that was very much shunned if you were to come out as a homosexual. So what ended up happening was, after high school, I decided that religious route really wasn't what I wanted. And that I wanted to be able to love somebody and come out and just kind of be myself and love who I wanted to love and be what I wanted to be. So I decided to do that when I was about 22. Of course, that meant that I lost a lot during that year. I lost all my friends. Coincidentally enough, I also lost my job because the place that I was working for wasn't doing too well. So I was a welder there for 3 years, but I lost that. And I was at this point in my life where I was just suddenly living at my parents' house, and I had no clue what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, if I wanted to find a welding job elsewhere. I was starting to kind of fall out of love with that too. So ultimately, I feel like I had nothing to lose. It's funny, Mom actually suggested, she said, you know, you've always wanted to go to Australia. Why don't you just, you know, give it a go? Do like a little working holiday there. So sometimes I wonder if she regrets saying that, because now 2.5 years later, I'm still here in Australia, and I live here now. I love this place a lot. You know, I love the sun. I love the weather. And it's, and I love my woman. She just walked by in the doorway. As much as my heart will always be a part of me in Canada, there's also just Australia has a part of me too, you know?
To me, this clock is somewhat bittersweet. It's both a symbol of my sister's newfound happiness and also a reminder of those fond family memories. But it also seems like every second that ticks by pushes us further and further away from our memories and from each other. It's hard to forget that it takes two entire revolutions of that clock, 24 hours, for us to come close enough to hug.
I never realized how important it is to have actual physical, like, printed out photos until I came here.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, having you so far away. I know we have all these, like, digital technologies, and, like, I can talk to you right now, and it sounds like you're almost next to me. Like, there's a little bit of lag or whatever, but, like, there's something about having, like, a material item there that is, like, was made for me by this person who is very far away right now.
I think so too. It's, yeah, the more I'm at home, I feel like I've definitely felt lots of different types of homesickness. And it's just one of those things that grounds me, is just knowing that there are these little things around the house that do remind me of you guys. And as much as you guys are on the other side of the world, you really aren't that far away. You know, I know that you guys are always a call away, always just a flight away.
Yeah. This basketball hoop, like, I was originally thinking of it as like bridging time, but I guess it also bridges distance too.
Absolutely. It can bridge what you want it to bridge. As each second goes past, even though we are technically getting further and further away from the origin of those memories, it's things like those basketball hoop, or pictures that we see, or things that we have around the house that remind us of those memories. Those are the things that actually bring us closer to the memories. We don't have to worry about time tearing us apart from them. It's those little things that'll continue to bridge that gap.